Part 3. Power, Control, and Very Strange Consequences. Sometimes power wears a crown. Sometimes it just carries a really weird grudge. Not just the victors write history. It's warped by popes, kings, microbes, and a few badly timed coincidences. History is the version of past events that people have decided to agree upon. Napoleon Bonaparte. The knights who paid their rent with a falcon. The stone walls of Fort St. Elmo shook again. Another cannonball slammed into the bastion, spraying shards of limestone like bone into the bloodied air. Smoke curled around the towers. The sea was full of broken ships and bodies. Nevertheless, the Ottomans kept coming. "Holy Mother, there are too many," muttered Matteo, his voice cracking as he fumbled with his arquebus. "We can't hold them." Next to him, Brother Gerard spat, adjusted his dented helmet, and grabbed him by the collar. "Listen to me, you idiot," he barked. "Do you think we're here because of a falcon?" Matteo blinked. "What?" "One falcon every year. That's what we pay the Pope. That's our rent. A damn bird." A scream echoed from the ramparts above. Gerard leaned in closer. "You think the Turks are here to collect birds? You think the Emperor and the Pope gave us an entire island just to get one damn bird every year?" He gestured at the smoke, the wounded, the rising sun glowing red behind the masts of the Ottoman fleet. "No, we're here because if we fall, they keep going. They take Sicily, Naples, and maybe Rome, maybe Vienna. We're protecting this rock because it is the last war between Europe and them." Matteo swallowed, hands shaking. "And if we die here," Gerard added, "you won't be the first or the last, but you'll die standing." Then he slapped him hard. "Now reload." Outside the walls, the war drum started again. And this time, Matteo didn't flinch. It sounds like something from a fairy tale. The most powerful ruler in Europe offers a group of warrior monks, homeless after centuries of holy war, a Mediterranean island. In return, they were to send one falcon a year to the Pope. Yes, a falcon, the bird. That's how the Knights of Malta, formerly the Johannites, defended a key strategic point in the Mediterranean. But their annual rent, this symbolic bird, was far from the strangest thing about the afterlives of the Crusader orders. These knights flourished in the Middle East during the Crusades, a series of military campaigns aimed at capturing Jerusalem from Muslim control. They were part of it. Once Europeans lost interest in the Crusades around the 13th century, these knightly orders had to find additional reasons to exist. What followed were centuries of reinvention, political scheming, and in one case, being burned at the stake. Let's take a closer look.